أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى. الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن رب ربك واسع المغفرة إن ربك واسع المغفرة ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى. الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن ربك واسع المغفرة هو أعلم بكم إذا أنشأكم من الأرض وإذا أنتم أجنة في بطون وإذا أنتم أجنة في بطون أمهاتكم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقي. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض في الأرض ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى الذين يجتنبون كبير الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن ربك واسع المغفرة وأعلم بكم إذ أنشأكم من الأرض وإذ أنتم أجنة في بطون أمهاتكم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقي فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں یہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا باخبر دیکھتے جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے خبر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں ملائکے سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم, تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم, تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم, اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں, اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم, مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم, مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم, عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں, عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد, تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد, تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد, تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں, تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. بفرتے محبت بشوق نظر ہم, بفرتے محبت بشوق نظر ہم, بفرتے محبت بشوق نظر ہم, مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں. ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر, ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر, ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر, تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں, تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں. جو روزے پہ حاضر زلزلاتی ہوئے ہیں جنوزے پہ حاضر سلاتے ہوئے ہیں جنوزے پہ حاضر سلاتے ہوئے ہیں تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آہے سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا الحمد للہ منشی الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة علی المختار فی القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين Before starting our talk proper, a few things by way of introduction, and then inshallah what is tazkiyah and islah, how to achieve it, and what the result of it is. And if we don't make our tazkiyah, what the consequences would be. That is all, then the bayan will be finished, our islahi jalsa will be over. So listen what it means. Nothing so very long, nothing so very short, and just we have to try and revise our sabak, that is all. By way of introduction, first and foremost, we must be thankful, and we are thankful not only as a customary thing, but really from our hearts to Allah Rabbul Izzat first. The favors of Allah are innumerable. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try and count one favor of Allah, one is not usually counted. But in that one favor, there are millions and billions and trillions of Allah's favors. If you try and enumerate Allah's favors in one favor, you are all of you together. From Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, even all the Anbiya alayhi salam, even all the awliya, even the professors and the lawyers and the doctors, whoever, all of you together, you won't be able to count the number of ni'mets of Allah in one ni'met of His. So Allah gave us existence. He put us on the stage of the world to see His Qudrat, to recognize Him. And a person who does this, he will understand the favors of Allah to the greatest. And then Allah made us Muslims, made us human beings, made us Muslims, made us from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah guided us towards righteousness and the ulama of haq, and Allah gave us proper aqidah and the proper method. Otherwise, we perhaps would have been Hindus, we could have been Shias, we could have been Qadianis, we could have been what and what it could be. It's only Allah's fazal. And Allah Ta'ala does this by choosing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and sending them. And finally, the greatest of the Anbiya, our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a Nabi Allah gave us, and in whose ummat Allah has put us. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayhi, in his very beautiful qasida in the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, amongst other things, he says, Ajab nahi ke tere sadqe mein ummat ke khatayein nekiyon mein shumar ho jaye. It won't be far-fetched and surprising that the gunas of this ummat, Allah will count them in nekis. But ours is gunas, we are filthy, dirty, but in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not giving anyone license to commit gunas, but it is to understand the honor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allah put us in the ummat. And how did we come in the ummat? By the efforts of the Khulafai Rashideen. What efforts Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What sacrifices Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu made to go through. The Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, the great Fuqaha of Islam, the great Muhaddithin, the great Sufiya. We don't know our history today. That's why we don't appreciate that what great these people's favors, that today we are sitting in a masjid here. We are taking name of Allah and with Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. We have been saved of so many bid'at and innovations. We have been given the true deen. We must appreciate the efforts of all these great people. And then particularly also, like for example, a child has the most love for its own mother. Though the mother came from the grandmother, and the grandmother came from her mother, but the child naturally has got love for her mother. So our ulama who came to our country, in Ermelode, our ulama who came, in Bethel, in Leslie, Maulana Zubair Ali Sahab, all these great people who came here, their barakat that today we have got this Islam. And today our Tabligh Jamaat, that mashallah is doing so great work in the whole world. South African Jamaat is known for its good work. Our Darul Ulooms, girls Darul Ulooms, all the work, Muslims of South Africa, what work they are doing in so many countries of the world. This is not our achievement. We are just eating the ready fruit. This was the sacrifices of our ulama who made this great, great sacrifices, that today we got deen in the plate, and we got the pure and clean deen, the proper deen Allah Ta'ala gave us through. So we must not forget them, all our buzurgs, wherever they came, in Standerton, in wherever all the ulama that came, we should always remember them, and at least one advice, humble advice, read three times Qul Huwallah. It won't take you 1 minute, and pass the sawab to all these people. Every day do this, and our parents don't forget them. It's because of them we came into existence. Because Allah made the sabab. Actually, it's only Allah Ta'ala. And it is because of them we are Muslims today. Even if they were perhaps not so pious, but they brought us up as Muslims. And all the other efforts of deen, the makatib that were there, then the tabligh jamaat, then the darul ulooms, then the khanqa effort, all this is giving us our deen in its purity and the pure and the best of deen. The cherry on the top also is being put now. Wa khitamuhu misk, the completion and the perfection. So we are very, very grateful to Allah Ta'ala and this nizam which Allah has accepted. We acknowledge this also. We don't deny from our parents right up, from our asatiza right up, from our mashayikh right up, all of them we acknowledge. Then we are very, very grateful and thankful to all the people of all the towns where we made safar this time, all our safars, how the people welcome us, how they host us, right from Leslie to Kinross, to Trichardt, to Bethal, then to Piet Retief, and now here in Ermelo, all the brothers here, how many brothers, what effort they have made, what sacrifices. And today is the culmination of the effort which was started about 6 months ago, when nobody knew there were brothers who were making fikr day and night. Allah reward them, Brother Muhammad Mullah and his family, our brother Muhammad Rabat, Mashallah Amir Sahib, Maulana Shabbir Dindar, all the brothers of Ermelo who have put all the pulled their resources together, and old and young, men and women, young girls, everyone has put their resources. Today we have this beautiful scene of Mashallah. Then on the other side, the students that have come, they just completed the imtihanat on Yomul Arbi'a, Wednesday, Thursday morning, they are out in the path of Allah. What a big sacrifice. And the students from all corners of the world, round about 140 Darul Uloom Azadville students, Darul Uloom Zakaria students, other students also wanted to come, certain they couldn't manage it, but students from all around, and from all around the world. When we were in Trichardt, we were going from the masjid to Haji Abu Bakr Daya's place for supper, etc., and for breakfast also. On the way we were walking, brothers mentioned, what a scene, out of this world, like farishtas walking. And also remember one great thing, that how, what, who a person mixes all the time. At the time of maut, such faces will come in front of you. So if we are with these students, mashallah, who are out, and how beautifully dressed, sunnat, white clothes, look like angels in this world. One thing which comes just naturally in my heart, when I go to Darul Uloom Masjid for namaz, and one shukr I immediately make Allah to Allah, you put me amongst these farishtas. I was not fit to be here. Amongst these farishtas, you making me make my namaz. Oh Allah, I can only make your shukr. And then I beg of Allah in the sadqa of these students, Ya Allah, you make my maghfirat. And you be pleased with me and with us all. This is a great ni'mat, the students who have come. And to be in making khidmat of them, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, if you feed a student one meal in his whole study days, say he studied for 6 years, Hafiz also 8 years, Qiraat Mufti also say 10 years, over 10 years, the 10 times 365, is 3,650 times another 3, maybe about over 10,000 meals he will be eating, minimum. Otherwise they are eating more meals, 5 meals a day. And some students are not talib-i-ilm, they are talib-ut-ta'am, some are talib-ut-nawm. And today most students are talib-ul-jawwal, all the time cell phone they got. But anyway, round about 10,000 meals. One meal, what is one meal? What percentage it works out of 10,000? Perhaps, I don't know, my mathematics is not like that. 0.5 zeros and then one. Hey, so you gave him so, but his whole life. And there are students like the boy who read from Canada, who read Nazm from where? From India, from around the world. One time we were going to India to study. Now students from Pakistan and India are coming here. I get surprised sometimes. I meet some student, from where are you? From Pakistan, Karachi. From where are you? From India. We were going there. Today Allah has made it, they are coming here. We must make shukr for this. So yeah, mashallah, the meals, the brothers are serving them. You have put your share in there, you have made your investment. Whole life, what deen's khidmat they going to do. And with our eyes we saw Allah Shukar, with going the world we see the students, what fantastic work they are doing. And Allah will take from these students also work, inshallah. All of us will have a share. Everyone today, we see the young boys, youngsters, all what enthusiasm they are making khidmat of everyone. You are getting a share not only in this Islahi Jalsa, but a whole life what work they are going to do of deen, you are getting a share. May Allah accept and reward all. We will just translate briefly the nazm that was read. The nazm is not for entertainment, but there is a great message in there. And our Shaykh, Allah reward him, what ma'arif, what deep understanding, and what uloom Allah had blessed our Shaykh. We'll get a little bit, a little idea from this beautiful poem. This is also the month of Rabiul Awwal, the month of the birth of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is really when the world came into the season of spring. The season of spring is that season when the whole environment is enjoyable. September, October, when the season of spring, rain start, things were dry, the grass was burnt out, it was gone brown, grey in winter, one rain and we see everything is green. Now we are in summer, as we are driving around, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, I see South Africa, it looks like Allah put a green carpet in the whole country. All the greenery everywhere. If you travel towards Natal, if you travel to the Eastern Transvaal, if you travel to the Plettenberg and that side, the garden route, what beautiful scenery everywhere Allah Ta'ala has kept. So the season of spring is that time when the trees are blossoming. In the Khurablisdal, Marble Hall area, those brothers say at night, 9 o'clock, they take a drive. And when the orange blossoms are blossoming, the beautiful fragrance you get. Hey, they open the four windows of the car and slowly they drive. It makes your mind fresh. It makes your heart fresh. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to bring the season of spring, not for 3 months, not for 30 years, 1400 years, the season of spring is still carrying on and it's becoming stronger and stronger. Look at here, and we must make shukr and dua. Allah keeps this alive. Our Tabligh Jamaat work in South Africa, the Darul Ulooms work, the girls Darul Ulooms work, the Makatib work in South Africa, not only amongst our people, amongst local people, not only locally in South Africa. South Africans Allah has chosen, they are working throughout the world in Makatibs and in the social welfare work. How lot work they are doing. May Allah accept all this and increase all this. So this poem is a beautiful poem expressing what these great qualities Allah Ta'ala has given us of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This poem is titled Ye Aah Sihar Ka Athar Dekhte Hai. We are seeing the results of my sobbing and crying at tahajjud time to Allah Ta'ala. And I say, Wallah, we have a problem. I have seen miracles with my eyes, what dua does to people. People who are like in accidents and you think finished, that's the end. Next in a few days we see them walking healthy and hale. It's dua, that is all. How many people, what problems they had. And problems sometimes Allah brings because we are not wake up, we are sleepy. So Allah sends a wake up call and He brings problems in your life. Now you see those people getting up for tahajjud. And then, mashallah, some brothers have told us, our tahajjud carried on. Allah solved our problems by the duas of tahajjud. Really, tahajjud and many other occasions between azan, Imam Sha'rani rahmatullah alayhi was a great Sufi buzur. He has written an example. If there is a king who have allotted 5 minutes that for people, his subjects, whatever you want in this 5 minutes I will give you. You need a house, house for you. You need a job, job for you. You need 10,000 rand, 10,000. Whoever will ask, I will give it to him. But he moves his time in the 24 hours and he doesn't announce it. At any time I will just announce, this is the 5 minutes. So people will camp at his gate. That when the 5 minutes come, I must be there, I mustn't miss out. That full 5 minutes I must be there and I must ask whatever I want. And they know genuine abad. This king, he doesn't go back on his word, he gives you what you want. So how the people will go? Allah has made announcement for various tahajjud time. Between azan and iqamat, Allah announces, whatever you want, You ask me and I will give it to you. So those are valuable times. We must make dua. So we were discussing this, and at that time Allah put a thought in my mind. Many brothers there, mashallah. You go to the masjid, even our Darul Masjid, we see many masjids. People before Maghrib, students are all busy making dua. It's a beautiful scene also. It melts the heart also to see everyone is turning to Allah and in duas. But normally we finish our dua when azan starts. And the time of acceptance is between azan and takbir. So we made, that is also a valuable time. But the real time is between azan and takbir. Haji Bey Padia Marhum, he used to stress a lot, and he should become a bit upset when he should say that why Maghrib time especially adhan, and we just want to start Maghrib immediately. It comes in the hadith, don't delay, but don't rush it also so much that you don't even give a person chance. Muazzin gives adhan there somewhere wherever, and yes, somebody else is giving takbir. Allow that 1 minute, that half a minute, so that duas can be made. And even if you don't pick up your hands, many duas, even if you're coming for namaz, azan is given, now you're leaving your shop, you're leaving your house, you are coming for masjid. It's between azan and takbir time. Engage yourself in dua at that time. Duas are readily accepted. So the dua of tahajjud time, Hazrat is explaining, what dua was I making? Which dua of mine got accepted? Madina ke sham o sahar dekhte hai. We were making dua, oh Allah, take me for ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now I see my dua is accepted. Yeah, I'm in Medina. I'm seeing the mornings of Medina. I'm seeing the evenings of Medina. And anyone will know, especially on the side of the Rosa and Jannatul Baqi, the mornings, how beautiful the atmosphere. The evenings, how beautiful the atmosphere. So I was making dua, ya Allah, take me for Medina. Take me for Umrah. Take me for ziyarat. I see my dua is accepted. Yeah, I'm in Medina. So Hazrat says, we see the effect. Jisse aapka ba khabar dekhte hai. Very important lesson. Who we saw that they know you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They know your mission. They know your character. They know your purpose of life. They know what you stood for. We see those people who say, ghair se be khabar dekhte hai. They got no interest in anyone else. They got no time for cricket commentary and soccer commentary. There's no question of porn for those people. There's no question of all the other things, of all fighting with one another, worrying about your ego and your pride. Once you have come to know Nabi sallallahu, and this is also one thing which we must make dua for it, tahajjud time between azan and takbir. Ya Allah, give me the recognition of my Nabi. Let me know who my Nabi is. Today for us, as Allama Busairi rahmatullah Ali says, wa innahu la rasulullah, that is Allah's Rasul. But one time I was in the haram of Medina Sharif, it was when I met one buzurg. And that buzurg saw me, he took a liking to me and he started talking. So he asked me that how many names are there of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time I remembered in certain Quran Sharifs on the front side, 99 names of Allah are written. And at the back, 99 names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I said 99. So he told me, abhi to tum door ho, der hai. You are still very far, you are still very long time for you still to reach. He said, don't you see in the front wall of the haram of Medina, 360 names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are written. So each name that we should understand to recognize Allah, Asma'ul Husna is not only to be read to make us happy or to for duas to be accepted, recognize Allah by his names. So recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who has recognized? And if you see somebody is still engaged in too much in his business, obsessed with his business, in gunas in fact, in commentary, in soccer, understand he hasn't still known. He doesn't know his Nabi. A person who knows his Nabi, he will be automatically cut off from all these things here. Ghulami se tere ghulamo ka rutba. And by becoming a slave of yours, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the position of the slave, what did the position of the slave? Malaik se bhi fauktar dekhte hai. We see them that they are more superior than the farishtas. You not only go know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also we not in, that is why this Islahi tells us that we have some idea who our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you know that and you become a slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wasallam, Al Hazrat says, I see those people, they are more superior than the Farishtas, than the Malaika also. And really there is no doubt that Allah gives that position. Tajalli jo hai sabse gumbat pe har dam, and the lightning effect of Allah's rahmat that is coming every moment on the beautiful green dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, usse rashk shams o qamar dekhte hai, the sun and moon envy the rozai mubarak and the beautiful green dome. Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi was sitting in front of Masjid al-Nabawi on the outside at night. Somebody whose friends passed by and said, what are you looking at, Maulana? He's saying, I'm seeing all the flights landing. They said, there's no airport in Medina Sharif here at the Rauza Mubarak. Which flights are you seeing? He says, all the salam people are reading salatu salam. The malaika are coming and they are, all the flights are coming in and they are, so every moment, this salatu salam, Allah's rahmat continuously pouring down in torrents on the Rauza Mubarak. If we can see this with the eyes of our heart, and whether we are here and if we are in Medina Sharif, what is the position of those? But we don't notice anything. We, our eyes of the heart are closed. We only see the green gumbat and we just pass by. We don't take any notice of it. Adab is, even when you're walking outside the Masjid al-Nabawi, you pass Rauza Mubarak, stand for a second. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Make salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were visiting the Qabristan in Britz. We were there recently. Maulana Usman Kadua was also with us. He says they went with Haji Farooq Saab rahmatullahi to the Qabristan in Amzinto. And who were the particular close family of the host, there he read quite a bit and he made dua and that. But as he was passing every qabr, he was saying, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Make salam to all the people. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't make salam, we should make. And whenever anyone is going also for Umrah, for Ziyarat, tell them, please convey our salams to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tasawwur Madina ka geografiya dekh kar hum ajab hal qalb o jigar dekhte hai. And when we see the geography of Medina, that today is also, what a beautiful city it is. But even in actually the time of Nabi, we are seeing in our mind, here is Ohad, there is Jannatul Baqi, there is Shuhada here, Ohad, there is Quba, here is Bir Ruma, here is this, and in that when we see, then our hearts become, we have a strange condition overtakes our hearts when we think of the Medina of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabz gumbat, and just when we think of the beautiful green dome, wherever a person, and these are the conditions actually which Hazrat is teaching us, which must be developed within us. To iman ko garam tar dekhte hai, we say our iman is very strong when we just think of the green, this green dome. But we don't think, how many of us read one durood, how many of us think of Medina, we think of everything else. I must fix that, the washer of my tap, that we think, that's a big thing in our mind. Any other matter is a big thing, but Medina Sharif we hardly think about, Kaaba Sharif we hardly think about. Wafarte mahabbat wa shauqe nazar hum Medina ki diwar aur dar dekhte hai, and with great enjoyment and with great enthusiasm we are seeing the doors and walls of the houses of the Sahaba. In our mind we are seeing, and who are we seeing? Abu Bakr wa Farooq wa Uthman wa Haydar. Tasawwur mein hum unke ghar dekhte hai, that here was the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, here was the house of Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And when we are in Medina Sharif, think, I'm walking, here the Sahaba used to walk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's footsteps, here I'm seeing that old Medina of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just in my heart and in my mind. By this year a person's iman increases. Jo roza par hazir salatin huye hain, and the kings of the world that have come to Rauza Mubarak, to pindar zair o zabar dekhte hai, all the haughtiness and arrogance, we do, so don't see no sign, but humbleness. Yeah, one time in Pakistan, all the cars, what you call the cavalcade of the president and the people, all they were going, and they go with speed, and the people in front clearing the hato bacho, clear the way. One old lady was crossing, they knocked her down and didn't pay any attention. But that same king, when he comes to Roza-e Mubarak, like a humble mouse he stands there. And there he's reading. So yea, such a place that the haughty kings of the world also forget all their arrogance and their pride. And with humility they are reading Salatu Salam to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jujali pe salli ala ke rahe. And I see those people who are reading with earnestness Salatu Salam at the Roza-e Mubarak. Ye akhtar unhe chashme tar dekhte hai. Oh, Hazrat says, I see that tears are flowing from their eyes. So this was our great and magnanimous Nabi that Allah Ta'ala has sent to us. Let us appreciate our Nabi. Let us make this month of Rabiul Awwal a springboard, not only to talk about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Rabiul Awwal, but make it a springboard that from where we bring the love, we recognize our Nabi. And the easy way is, very easy, but unfortunately, things which are simple, straightforward, don't appeal to us. If we put a big price tag to it, and we make it difficult, then people are interested. But then deen, ad-deenu yusra, deen is easy, so people don't take to it. Just start with a kitab of sirat in your house. Read it for 2 minutes at night or any time of the day. Fix just 2 minutes for it. And sirat, the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are many good kitabs in English also, in other languages also. And I promise you, once Rabiul Awwal to the next Rabiul Awwal, you will see for yourself how your life has changed. You will see what Jannah's life, a person who associates himself with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how can't he be in Jannah? In this world he will be in Jannah, but unfortunately this only remains words, nobody makes amal on it. If we can read just for 2 minutes a kitab on seerah, and preferably sit with the family, and not much, and you will see problems that we got in our homes, whether they are fighting in the house, the wife doesn't want to wear parda, she don't want to make namaz, whatever it is, just start with this and you will see fantastic changes come. Sometimes the husband doesn't want to make namaz, he's involved with other women, he's in gambling, the wife is parishan, she's namazi. How to sort it out? Start with ta'aleem in the house. Just with the fazail-e amal, seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read this kitabs and you will see Allah's rahmat and barakat. In fact, Haji Ahmed Saab Nakhuda, Damat Barakatum, mentioned to us one person who was a conservative type of person, so what we will say backward type of person, namaz, he's interested in his deen. His daughters became of her age, all modern, different khayalat, thoughts they had. They brought TV in the house, it was qiyamat for him. In my house TV, and the mother sided with the daughters, and it became a big issue. So big that they told the father, you get out of the house, it's his house. You get out and you, what our share comes out of your money, you give us our share. And you get out. The wife told the husband, the daughter said, he was very, very disturbed, parishan. He went to Hazrat Shaykh, Rahmatullah Mahal, Zakariya Shaykh. Hazrat said, no big problem, no big deal. Many of us, we make such a big issue of something, but it's just a small solution. Hazrat said, all you do, tell them, I give you 23 hours, 50 minutes in my house, you can do what you want to. You just give me 10 minutes. Ta'aleem, we have 10 minutes. They thought it's a bargain. 10 minutes we'll set for ta'aleem. We won't even take interest in it. We just, he wants us to set. We will enjoy his money. We will enjoy all our freedom, everything. They agreed. It wasn't 2 weeks. He came one day home, he saw the TVs thrown out. He saw their whole lives are changed. We don't understand the barakat of ta'aleem. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah says, ponder in this ta'aleem in the house, what effects it has got. It has got great and fantastic. May Allah give us tawfiq. So we won't talk long. After that, now we come to our subject, and our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked for by Ibrahim alayhi salatu. Is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In this ayat, Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum. Oh Allah, send the rasul to them, to the people of Makkah Sharif, the Quraysh, from amongst them, let a rasul come. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam fixed the nisab, the syllabus of nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like a student who goes and study anywhere, there is a syllabus, he has to follow the syllabus. So the syllabus of nabuwat for Ibrahim, for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam made it in a dua to Allah Ta'ala. And what was the syllabus, what it contained? Three important subjects. The first one, yatlu alayhim ayatika, that he must recite the ayats of the Quran to the ummah, to the people. And this, Maulan Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi explained, what is this? The Bakatib, where our children learn ayats of Quran, how to recite Quran. And we should try and have in our Makatib system, alhamdulillah, is one of the best in the world, may Allah accept, and may Allah let us export it throughout the world. And let us not gain pride or anything, or not complacency, but we must increase all the time. And also, this this tilawat of Quran is not only for little children, but for grown-ups also. And in that, I will appeal to the imams, to the ulama of every town. Have in your masjid, if you have daily, 15 minutes before Isha, or twice a week, thrice a week, I invite the elderly people, come correct your Quran Sharif. And in a suitable way that they don't feel offended. But correct Quran Sharif recitation, that is also farad for us. How many of us are reading wrong Quran Sharif? And we don't read Quran Sharif. And if you are reading wrong, you can't get the enjoyment. Look at this young man who read, mashallah, Qiraat. Hey, how beautiful, we enjoy it. All the qiraat. Let us read ourselves also. So that was the first duty of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second duty, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, to teach them the kitab, Quran Sharif, and hikmah, hadith, to teach it to the sahaba. That is in the form of Darul Ulooms, which is in existence. The work of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive in the form of the Darul Ulooms. Then there is a third thing also, which Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ and تَزْكِيَهِ nafs, which is the work of the Khanqah. As Maulana Musa explained very nicely, in a nutshell he put it, I will just add a little bit more to that, but he has done full justice to what this tazkiyah is. To give you one idea, what we are doing today, we all, inshallah, have gone to maktab, we learn Quran Sharif, the basics of deen, of iman, of wuzu, how to make ghusl, how to make namaz, all that we learned in the maktab. Then some of us went to Darul Ulum, we became alims also, and then we stopped it there, we put a full stop. One time I went to Sri Lanka, and there Allah put this in my mind, and the one Maulana Ismail, I'll just give you a little background, he's a very, very good man, mashallah. He's a full tablighi man, teaches in the Markaz, big kitabs, Muslim Sharif, etc. And he's a man who had four wives and 25 children. And 15 of them were alim and hafiz. So I was surprised. I said, mashallah, Maulana, 25 children and 15 alim, hafiz. They say, that is nothing. There's another man who is master sub, who has also got four wives and 31 children and 25 alim and hafiz. So I say, he's got his master's degree in this subject. So that's why he's got 31 children. So one person, as they in the census, then they take census, how many brothers and sisters are you, siblings? You got 18. What work does your father do? This is his job. He's got no other job. This is his job. So anyway, so this Maulana Ismail, he just what Allah put in my heart, and I was speaking, he was translating for me. He said, this I really enjoy. What was that? I said, if the hafiz of the Quran reads Taraweeh, and he reads, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, then immediately, Luqma will come. Correction, that Maulana Hafiz Sahib, you missed out. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. So I said, I also just came to give Luqma, to correct that most of us, we went madrasa, we went Darul Ulum, we didn't do tazkiyah, we jumped from there. And now we are imams, now we are mudarris, now we are muallims, now we are khatibs, but we didn't do tazkiyah. That work has been left out. So that is the work, what for what is this Islahi Jalsa, which was one third of the work of Nabuwat of Nabi Sallallahu. We have done two thirds, but one third is still balanced. We have to do that one third. And this is for all of us also. So that is also our work. All our work, whether it is one time, one Maulana Khalil Saab was the principal of a small Darul Ulum in Deoband. Today there are many Darul Ulums in Deoband. That time was the big Darul Ulum and one small Darul Ulum, Asghariya. He was the Khalifa of Maulana Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Saab, rahmatullah alayh. He was visiting us. And then some talk start, which unfortunately, which is not necessary, which is harmful for us. That is tabligh right or is tasawwuf right? Is this right or what is more important? That doesn't affect us. We shouldn't. We should support every work of deen which is correct. So when that talk started, so he said, since this talk started, let me give one example. He said there was a king who had three daughters and all three sons came to marriageable age to get married. The neighbor's king had one daughter and she also came to marriageable age, and all these three sons wanted to marry her. So they told their father that you take our proposal. So he said, I'll be the most stupid man in the world if I take three proposals. You take one proposal, you don't take three proposals. So, and he said, if I take one of you three's proposal, the other two, and she accepts, they accept, the other two will become my enemies. Marriage is such a thing that Habil and Qabil killed one another for the sake of marriage. So if I take the proposal of the one, the other two will become my enemies. So each one of you go and take your own proposal. They went, they proposed. That king said, I have already decided from a long time that my daughter I'll give in marriage to somebody who has got the most capability in him, most kamal, perfection in him. So I'm giving you 2 years chance, and take as much money as you want from me and go and achieve something, some perfection, some great achievement in your life. They went, they came back. He asked the first one, what did you achieve? He said, I achieved the quality of kashf, that I can look in my palm and I can tell you, there is just a story for the moral, there is not reality, and I can tell you the condition of anyone in the world, though kashf is genuine, whom Allah gives kashf to. So he said, I can see and I can, so oh, you must get married, but it's only fair we listen to the other two. Ask the other one. He said, Allah, I managed to gain the quality of Tayyul Ard, which is also a genuine reality. That those people whom Allah has blessed with this karamat, you close your eye and you are in Medina Sharif now. You close your eye and they transport you to Delhi. They transport you to anywhere in the world. In a split second you just move and you are in different path. And I saw one man with my eyes. Eh? Many people must be knowing him. That he was from Maritzburg, but he stayed in Jeddah mostly. And we should call him, people call him by different names, we should call him Flying Buzurg. Anywhere, somebody recently narrated to me, he went by ship for, he wanted to go to Karachi. In Mozambique or Mombasa, they took him off the ship. Because got no papers, no passport, how he got on. No ticket, no passport, no nothing. So the other friends of his started objecting. He said, you don't worry. I will meet you when the bishop reaches Karachi. And Abad, when they went there, he was there waiting before them. And I saw him, and really I saw that once we were in Maritzburg, and we saw him on the third floor. Maulana Abbas, Zubair Ali, we were together. I said, looks like this is that Flying Buzur. And the next second, we saw him on the ground floor. So there are people like that, Tayyul Ard is a reality. So anyway, he achieved that he can transport you wherever you want to in a few seconds. The third person they asked, he said, I've found such a medicine. A person can be how sick, how about to die, extremely weak, going to die. Just give him the medicine and he becomes healthy immediately. Oh, he also. Then he told, okay, the first person, show me what's the condition of the girl. So he looked, the daughter, very, very ill. She's going to die now. She's right at the point of death. She's going to be dead. He told the second person, transport us. In one split second, he transported all over by the girl. He told the third person, give the medicine. He gave the medicine. She became right. So then from this example, he said, none of the three can say, I saved the girl. Because if the first person didn't inform, she should have died. If the second person shouldn't take them there, she should have died. If the third person didn't give the medicine, she should have. So he says the ulama are doing the work of kashf. From Quran and Hadith, that what the ummah is supposed to be doing, and what they are doing, what's the condition of qabr, what will be the azab, what will be the day of qiyamah, ulama are doing that work. Tabligh Jamaat is doing the work of tayyul ard. They are taking Jamaats everywhere in the world. The most unbelievable places Jamaats are there also. Scandinavia, one person went there and he saw Allahu Akbar. Jamaat was there also. Right there where they make 6 months day, 6 months night. Where they make namaz on ice. There is all ice there all the time. And they just put the musalla on the ice and the Jamaat reach there. Alaska Jamaat reach. In the concrete Jamaats, Jamaats reach. In the forest jungles, in the concrete jungles Jamaat reach. Forest jungles Jamaat reach. Everywhere. So they doing Tayyul Ard. And the Khanka people give the medicine. So if all three work together, the ummah will get saved. So all, we have to support one another. All of us work together, we will get this results, inshallah. So this was the work of tazkiyah. What is tazkiyah? As Maulana explained, that this tazkiyah, that spiritual purification, rectification. Like a person is sick, he knows he's sick. But some people don't accept they are sick. One good friend of mine, a Maulana, I met him recently. Before that, other friends told me his family don't want him to drive anymore. Twice he got blackouts, and if you get blackouts and you drive, how dangerous you are on the road. So when I met him, I told Maulana, you stop driving now. He said, hey, forget this children, man. They're making me old before my time. So I told him, all old people, they don't want to say we are old. And young people make you old before your time. So anyway, a person doesn't want to accept. He's in a state of denial. Spiritually, as Maulana gave beautiful example, we almost all of us, we got the disease of the eyes looking at other women. The desire is there that Allah has put, that is not harmful, but that we don't control it and we are looking at the other woman, that is harmful. Anger is out of control. Many of us, our namazes, especially Fajr, is out of control. And if we are making namaz also, our thoughts are out of control. These are all serious spiritual diseases. The pride is a killer disease. Pride is a terrible, and there may other diseases might not be contagious, but pride is a killer, contagious disease. And contagious in the sense it brings all other diseases within a person. Pride will bring anger into a person. Pride will bring back biting in a person. And all these things will destroy a person. So all these are diseases which we must first have diagnosed. And just as we have physical diseases, we go to a doctor. A GP, he will perhaps refer us to a specialist, but then he will diagnose you. And to take treatment of physical illnesses is not for us. By all means take, Shariat hasn't prohibited, but it's not for us to take the treatment. And if you take treatment, you might get better, you might not get better. If you do get better, doesn't mean you're not going to die. You're still going to die. But spiritual treatment, as Maulana explained, go to the specialist, to the right people, and yeah, the Shaykh is just a front. Behind him, in the, according to Quran Sharif, Allah is the one that works. And your cure is guaranteed. If you are sincere and you take the medicine prescribed, but many of us, the medicine is very simple. If a doctor gives you cheap medicine, you say this useless doctor. He's a useless doctor. Where he gives you expensive medicine, yeah, he's a good doctor. The solutions are all so simple that we are not prepared. Accept what is being said. Many of us feel the reply of the Sheikh is too short also. And he hasn't really understood what my problem is. And he hasn't given me what he has written. You just follow that simple. He might only tell you, read, increase Durood Sharif. You do it. He might tell you, just make istighfar. You do it. And wallah, you will see you come out of your problem. Whatever he has written, that brief little thing, but you practice. First of all, we don't become bad, we don't make a doctor. And if we do, we don't speak about our diseases. And if we do speak about our diseases, the solutions we don't follow. So this is what is Islam. Explain to the Shaykh your diseases. This is not like you are, like the church people, what they do, they confession. There is not a confession. This is your disease that you have to speak and you have to get treatment. And wallah, like a person who is a diabetic, he got high blood pressure, cholesterol, anything. When he gets remedied, how nice he feels. When or any of your sickness, you had a terrible boil on your hand at any awkward part of your body, you got treatment and it's gone. You feel nice. Wallah, your spiritual diseases are causing us more problems. When you get cured, you will see you are living a life of Jannat in this world. So this is what is Islam. To first of all, not be in a state of denial, to accept I've got spiritual diseases, whatever they are, and everyone has got. And then to take treatment for them. And that is, you go to the doctor and he gives you the treatment, follow the treatment that he gives you and see the benefit. To become be bad is not for khilafat's sake. To become, and khilafat is no certificate of Jannat. And to become bad is not for barakat's sake. It's not for dekha dekhi, others becoming bad, I'm also. It is for Islam. I saw with my eyes our sheikh, somebody who had problems, medical problems, physical, other problems, and they want to become, many people think, become bad with sheikh, like a Taweez it works. Now you don't have to worry, it's going to sort out our problem. Hazrat told them, you first go and sort out your problem, when you sort it out, you come and become bad. Bad is not to sort out your financial problems. It's not to sort out your marital problems. It's not to sort out your other problems. Bad is for Islam. Many of us, we don't see that. Islam must come. Tawheed must come. Shirk must go out. Bid'at must go out of a person. True love of Allah, true love of His Nabi, Sahaba radiyallahu, ulama-i kiram. These are the things. For that bay'at is so that, and so that is what bay'at is briefly. Then the method of it. Hey, this is a strange thing that even ulama and learned people, when it comes to now, if a person has accepted I've got weaknesses and I need treatment, even as an alim, how many people, Allah forgive us, but the letters that come, good ulama also are addicted to porn. How they treat their wives, it's unbelievable. Hey, the anger they show, and for ulama, this disease is more, that they treat their wives in a bad way. Because outside, everyone respecting them. The wife is the last person who's going to respect you. And she's the last person to tell you, Hazrat and Maulana and all that. What she will tell you, it will break your heart. How she will say, it will break you into pieces. So you can't expect anything from her. So you become angry on her. So all these diseases are there, but we don't want to acknowledge it. The first thing is to acknowledge. Then, now the treatment, look for a spiritual doctor. Our Shaykh said there are only two conditions when you want to become bayat, which doctor you must go to, spiritual, which Shaykh you must go to. One, he must be from Ahle Haq, from the people of truth. He mustn't be some Shia, or he mustn't be some Bidati or somebody, people of the truth. The second is this, that you must have affinity, munasabat with him. You must be on the same wavelength. Your mizaj, you have agreement in temperament with the person. Not that he's got a different temperament, always his face is pulled out, very worried, he's very, and you're a person who take life easy, you're not going to agree. If few friends are going for business, but they all agree with one another, that business trip is like a holiday. And if you're going for a holiday with people you don't agree with, every small point you are fighting, that holiday is a big mess. It's spoiled. So you need, and this is a long trip you are taking with your sheikh to reach Allah Ta'ala. So you must have that affinity, agreement between you. Then you will enjoy it. So you have make a sheikh. Then you must explain to your sheikh what problems you got. Don't be shy. Don't be, some people think, I won't get khilafat if I tell the sheikh I'm addicted to porn. Wallah, you will be surprised. The mashayikh have more time for those people who expose, and they say what their disease. They say, they see there is a genuine, he wants treatment. And those who don't speak of the diseases, just cover, you go to doctor, and you tell doctor, how are you? Alhamdulillah. How's your family? Very nice, mashallah. How's the weather? Doctor will say, for what you came here to me? You come talk about the weather, and you come in talk, asking me about my family, how they feeling. You come to me, you are supposed to come tell me your sickness. So we also with the sheikh, oh, I'm very good, I got no problems, how the people are praising me, how they praise my bayans, and people are getting affected by my bayans. Your disease you're not telling your sheikh. And a person who feels I got no bimari is the most sick person. His first sickness is he's not acknowledging. So this is that a person tells the sheikh what problem. And then, as I said, it's not the sheikh's work, Allah takes over. and your remedy is guaranteed. You will be remedied. And yeah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person who takes treatment in this field, if you are sick, you go to doctor, the most is you'll get cured, but you won't become a doctor. Yeah, if you take treatment, you'll get cured, and now you'll know how to treat other people. Your Shaykh will make you spiritual doctor. He'll say, you got Khilafat, you take over and you look after other people also. So this is the barakat of this. So, and when a person will do this, happiness will come. Deen, dunya, akhirat, enjoyment will come. Jannat, so you'll feel your life in this world is of Jannat. One friend of mine just told me recently, or he wrote, I can't remember. He says, when I look at my wife, I see she's the whore of Jannat. Wallah, Allah will make this for you. If you will take your treatment and your eyes become pure and clean, you're not looking at filthy, dirty woman of the road. You're not looking at filth and dirt on the pond. Allah will show you your wife. Is like a hoor of Jannat which Allah sent in advance to you. And your life of this dunya will become a life of great pleasure. In every aspect, you'll eat simple food. Our buzurgs, dar they eat. And one look, mashallah, what a great ni'mat. Because who gave it? Yeah? Your Layla, which you have got your wife. But that's the Mawla mili hai. That who gave her to me? You won't look at her. You'll look at who gave her to me. Now Allah gave her to me. The simple food that you might be eating, but Allah, you gave this for me. It has come from you. You will see what difference. If you steal a bar of chocolate and you eat it, you guilty conscience, they stolen food, I stole it, I ate it. You won't enjoy it. You're feeling guilty all the time. You bought it and you eat it. Mashallah, you will enjoy my chocolate, and your beloved send it for you. The same chocolate, one you stole that same chocolate, one you bought it, and one your beloved send it for you. Then what your beloved send, small bites you will take. And how you will release it. The paper you also will keep, you won't throw away the paper also. Eh? The one you stole, you'll throw the paper, evidence there is against you. But the one your beloved sent for you, that paper you will keep it nicely. And you'll remember it, my beloved sent this for me. Wallah, when we will realize our ni'mats from Allah Ta'ala. You see your house, Allah gave me my house. You see your children, Allah gave me this children. Your food, whatever it is, whether you are rich or poor, whether you got the big things of dunya or you got practically nothing, but just that relay that, my Allah, you gave it to me. So this is that enjoyment. So when a person will make his Islam, he will get the life of Jannat in this dunya. And on the other hand, if a person doesn't make his Islam, what will be the consequences? And all this what I spoke is not from my side, from Quran and Hadith, they are ulama sitting. Allah Ta'ala explains that وَنَفْسِهُ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, the nafs that we have made and how we have balanced it, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, and we put the desire of sin in it also and the desire of good also. فَأَلْهَمَهَا, we put it in them. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Allah says those who made the tazkiyah, who corrected the spiritual reformation, the character reformation, and consequently and automatically you get the love of Allah and contact with them. Those who did that, Allah says they have become successful. And Allah's success is every type of success. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, and those who didn't, they have totally destroyed. Then Allah explains the story of the people of Thamud, that they didn't believe, they didn't make their tazkiyah. They asked for a pregnant camel to come out from a rock. It came out. They saw it with their eyes as they wanted, but they disbelieved. So much so that the most evil person went and killed that camel. Naqatullah, ayatullah, they killed. And fadamdama alayhim rabbuhum bi dhanbihim, Allah destroyed them. Today this is our concept. If we don't make our tazkiyah, porn will be a picnic, the worst gunas we will go to. Hey, living a homosexual life, which is becoming common, will be a common thing. It won't mean anything to us. Living a gay life, all this filth and dirt, and then suffering with AIDS, and suffering with all the diseases, HIV, and whatever it can be, this is the consequence of dama alayhim rabbuhum bi dhanbihim fasawwaha. Allah leveled them to the ground and nothing was left of them. If we make our tazkiyah, a life of jannat in this world. If we don't make our tazkiyah, we will suffer the consequences in this world. Today, beautiful homes, we are bluffing ourselves. I got a mansion, I got gardens, but my heart is torn apart from my wife. Wife, how many letters we get that I can rather go and stay in a tent shanty. This is no life. I don't need this man in my life. All what outward pleasures, we are deceiving ourselves with the outward things. But the reality in our heart, we are torn apart. We are destroyed. Make tazkiyah. You can be a poor person. You are living in a tent shanty, but Allah will join your heart with your wife. And you will have such enjoyment. Your children will be the coolness of the eye. Qurratul ayun is proverbial in Arabic. Great enjoyment you will get when you will see your children. You see your wife, you will get great enjoyment. We are deprived of this. Namaz you will enjoy. And you, even perhaps you not make so lot namaz, and you don't make so long namaz, but your heart will be attached with Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, many of us, long namazes we make, plenty namazes we make, but no concentration, no devotion. This is that Quran Sharif will swipe you off your feet. You will go in a trance when you listen to Quran Sharif. When you will read Quran, Durood Sharif with passion and with the love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will be out of this world, you will be in Jannah. Otherwise, we won't do these things. And if we do them, with no feeling and no attachment. So that is what it is. We, little by introduction, we did a few things. What is Islam? How it is important to correct ourselves? And what the method is that go to a sheikh. For everything, if your son tells you, I want to become an engineer, and you tell him, don't worry, you just stay at home, you'll become an engineer. How is he going to become? You know you have to send him to engineering university. You want to become a doctor, go to medical school. You want to become a maulana, go to Darul Uloom. Everywhere you have to go. If you want tazkiyah, but we just fool ourselves, no, it will get done. I'm a maulana and my tazkiyah will get done by its own. I got Bukhari, I got Quran Sharif. So I don't need anyone else. For everything you need a ustad, you need a teacher. In here the ustad and teacher is called a sheikh. Until you don't humble yourself in front of the ustad, you're not going to get anything. Even if you want to become a shoemaker, you'll have to go to a shoemaker to learn how to make a shoemaker, become a shoemaker. And even a shoemaker, if there's a course in university, you can do it. But you'll have to go and sit by a shoemaker and see how he teaches and how he works, and you'll have to learn from him. Exactly the same. This year also, you need somebody to guide you, and you have to stay with him and take his guidance, then you will benefit. And also, many of us, we stay together, but we don't talk about our illnesses, we don't talk about our diseases, we are perfect, we are well. Those people don't benefit. You have Riaz is here, his one Maulana friend in India writes to him on the phone, told him, he said, he's coming on the safar. He says, do you write your condition to your sheikh? He said, no, I'm not writing. He said, you can go in 100 safars with your sheikh. Till you don't make your zikr regularly and you don't inform your sheikh of your condition, you won't progress in this way. So a person, explain what your problems are. Take the treatment, and wallah, a life of jannat in this world is guaranteed. From Allah's side, trusting on Allah, I say, life of jannat in this world is guaranteed. May Allah, understood inshallah. If not understood, we can have our Isha and the supper and another bayan again. So for the fear, all will say, yeah, we understood. Those who understood, make your fikr as your first opportunity to become bay'at to a sheikh. Of your taste, as I said, that affinity, that agreement must be in your nature, in your tabiat. Look for such a sheikh, there are plenty. Don't be blind. Don't think there aren't. When Allah has made it for us, our tazkiyah, the means of tazkiyah, Allah has made it available. Choose that and become bay'at, and then do as I explained. Explain to the sheikh your problems. Take the treatment that he gives you sincerely. It may be one word. Our mashayikh always, the replies were very short, one word. Follow that what they say and see inshallah your islah will be made. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Inshallah, in the end of February, 3rd week, 22, 23, beginning of Jamadul Huda, there will be Islahi Jalsa similar to this in the Darulum of Azadbal. This was for the Pumalanga area, that will be for the whole of South Africa, and mashallah, many brothers from around the world also attend, take part in that also, and revise this lesson for us, and let us walk forward to make our Islah, inshallah. Read Durood Sharif. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. والله let us understand and realize the importance of correcting our spiritual life, of correcting our character and reforming ourselves, O Allah, before we go in the qabr as deformed spiritually. O Allah, what will be our condition if we went in our in the qabr and we did not correct our lives, O Allah? Let us realize the importance of this, the importance of deeni knowledge, the importance of practicing on deen, the importance of making tabligh of deen, and the importance of imbibing these beautiful qualities of the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, to take out all the dirt and filth of our lives, O Allah. Today we are filled with anger, with jealousy, with malice, with love of dunya, love of filthy and dirty women of this world. We are so addicted to porn and all other filth, O Allah. Of your kindness, please, Allah, remove this from us. And O Allah, bless us with the noble characteristics of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, which has been passed on to us in the light of our great, great akabir and aslaf. O Allah, let us go in their company and sit with them and get imbibed these qualities within ourselves, O Allah. O Allah, before it is too late, before your azab comes in this world, or before our maut comes and we did not correct our lives, let us realize this importance. Let us not sit with the snakes and scorpions in our hearts and in our bodies, O Allah. Let us remove these evils and this filth and dirt from our life, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil. Azan will go now. Namaz 9 o'clock. Namaz will be at 9 o'clock, inshallah.